Blog Talk Radio.
This is a Private Officer Beat Radio with Rick McCann at the microphone. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Private Officer Beat Radio. I'm your host, Rick McCann, founder and CEO of Private Officer International and Armor College. Thanks for being with us. Glad you are here, and I hope that you all had enjoyed a little bit of time with family and friends and celebrated New Year's. Happy New Year's. 2022, that old year is far behind us. Push it away. Move on into the new year. That's what I'm doing. I took what was good and I have left what was really bad behind. But unfortunately, you can't do that with certain things such as statistical information and data or the loss of lives. And in this edition, we have a full report on security officer injuries, deaths, use of force, and a whole lot more. I'll be sharing that with you coming up today. The picture is not good. There's no way to sugarcoat it. It's dismal at best, and I really don't see things changing anytime soon, as I often say, but we are hopeful, and I know that some companies are moving forward in the right direction with training and equipment, and unfortunately, they're few and far between, but they are out there, and I am hopeful. Every time that I come across one of these more professional companies, and we'll talk about that a little bit today, but we've got a lot of work to do in this profession. I often think about, are we making a difference? And I even have this conversation in our staff meetings. Are we making a difference at POI? I know that we are. We put a lot of material out. We are like the largest source of news from the private security, private law enforcement, and even public safety law enforcement arenas. We are really 24/7 on top of it. We do get a lot of comments about that, how quick we put stuff out and very detailed and accurate. But that's costly. You got to pay people to do that. There's not a lot of people who want to sit and do that tedious work free. So a lot of things that we do is very costly. And I know we're making somewhat of a difference, but we don't get the accolades or the comments or even the occasional thank yous. Those are rare when someone does it. The radio show is highly listened to. We've grown our audience over almost 20 years of doing this. We're over 800 produced radio shows, about 670 for POI. And then we have radio shows that are the LP Zone from the legal side and the new show that we started back during the summer, Highway 98 Radio. So we've got a lot of followers on social media, a lot of listeners on our radio show, and a lot of readers of all of our news articles. But is that enough? It doesn't seem to be. I mean, they don't respond financially. They use the products, but we have to find a way to make this more financially sound and not lose money. And so that's what I'm hoping for in 2023. With all of that said, I appreciate each and every one of you who are POI members and those who donate regularly and those who donate on special occasions or help us with the Officer Down Benevolent Fund. We really do appreciate that, and without you, we would not be able to provide the services that we currently do. We have a lot of great things ahead of us. We talked over the number of weeks in December about the roundtables, about the upcoming regional training, and so much more. Armor College after about 3 years of working through different issues and putting all of the components together, just recently announced that we have a new private police academy, which will serve 7 states now confirmed. We're licensed as post instructors and other instructor certifications. We just hired a new deputy director who will oversee some of that as well. And we'll be announcing more of that coming up in the next few weeks. We also have our streaming platform, and the first show is about to kick off after all of this time, but it is a lengthy process to be able to put everything together, and of course, you have to put your finances together to pay for all of this. It's not free. And so the first show will be coming out in the next week or two called Some Gave All, about security and law enforcement who die in the line of duty. And I am ecstatic and thrilled about this. When I come back from our first break, we're going to be talking about, some other things that we're looking forward to and how you can get involved and so much more. Remember, if you're not a member of POI, go to privateofficer.org, sign up today. And you can go to Armour College, A-R-M-O-U-R, college.org, and get some really spectacular training, dirt cheap. We try to keep our tuition extremely low. And we also have regulatory training in about 8 or 9 states, maybe a few more actually now. So we can help you on all ends. As a member of POI, you'll receive 40-plus benefits, including mentoring, counseling, chaplain service, just a whole ton of stuff. We have so much to be really looking forward to in the new year, and I hope that you're on board with us. We'll be right back.
Every 40 seconds, someone around the world takes their own life. Every 13 minutes, someone in the U.S. commits suicide. While you were getting ready for work this morning, in the first hour of your day, as many as 5 people in the U.S. have killed themselves. By lunchtime, about 20 people in the U.S. have taken their own life. At the end of an 8-hour workday, about 40 people in the U.S. killed themselves. In a 24-hour period, as many as 111 people in the U.S. committed suicide.
From coast to coast, cops are cracking down on seatbelt violations. Buckle up day and night or expect a ticket. It doesn't matter who you are or where you live. They'll be on the lookout. Cops write tickets to save lives. Click it for ticket.
I asked my audience the other day on my other radio show, Highway 98, if they had ever heard of a soda called Fresca. Now, I was introduced to Fresca back in the early years. Ooh, many, many years ago in New England. It's a grapefruit juice, carbonated soda. It's a combination between a juice and a soda. And I kind of stopped drinking it a number of years ago. And suddenly, I came across it again. And I'm drinking it for breakfast right now. Even as we talk, I will have Starbucks coffee right behind it as a follow-up, but hold on 1 second. We've got some breaking news coming in. We do have a report of a security officer killed in the early morning hours. This security officer was in California. We don't have all of the details. It just is coming into our office. I will try and get that before we go off air, and we'll definitely be sending that out in our news alerts here shortly. Terrible, terrible stuff. But getting back to Fresca, I came across this recently and began drinking it. Like I said, I'm drinking it for breakfast. No OJ today, but definitely some Starbucks going to follow right behind. We have a lot of different projects in progress. We actually sent out a news alert, and some emails, direct emails. We have a number of companies hiring right now. Private police officers in Virginia, private patrol officers in Virginia and in Alabama, instructors on multiple levels in Georgia, Alabama, and Virginia. And there's a lot of opportunities for growth and really for you to settle down and get into a position where you love it and you're being paid well, and you know the people who manage the company are great people. If you're interested and you did not see that, email helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Remember, helpdeskprivateofficer.com, that's going to be your go-to email for anything across all of our companies. It will be your point of contact. I do also want to mention that our physical address will be changing this month, as along with our phone number. The website, privateofficer.org, will remain the same. If you haven't gone to or don't go to our online digital magazine, privateofficernews.org, that will all be the same, the format. We have a brand new blog coming out. It starts this month. It's called The Good We Do. The Good We Do is going to feature all of the great things that both private security and law enforcement do all the time. We come across a lot of bad news, and unfortunately, that's just how it is. We don't want the bad news, and we would love to have people send in the good news that is happening and all of the great things that both private law enforcement and private security officers, as well as public law enforcement, is doing. Please send whatever you find to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We're going to take a quick break. I do want to find out what's going on here with this report of an officer down. Remember, you can send us breaking news anytime, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Read our breaking news blog at privateofficerbreakingnews.blogspot.com. Remember, we are the voice of the frontline protector here at Private Officer International. We'll be right back.
There was the explosion, and I remember just opening my eyes, and I got both of my legs. I had surgery after surgery, and what's going to happen next? The Wounded Warrior Project said, look, brother, everything's going to be okay. 3 months from now, 4 months from now, a year from now, you'll be fine. I don't know if I would be as well adjusted as I am now if it wasn't for them.
To learn more, call 1-877-832-6997 or visit woundedwarriorproject.org.
Are you looking for the finest private security officer training in the Charlotte metropolitan area? Do you need PPS qualifications in armed or unarmed training? Or maybe you're over there across the line in South Carolina and you need the SLED training? Well, we've got the right training at the right time for you. Premier Training Academy, located at 5624 Executive Center Drive, Suite 142 in metropolitan Charlotte, North Carolina. Give them a call today, 704-806-4933. They also offer firearms training, personal protection, first aid and CPR, and so much more. Call John at 704-806-4933. Welcome back to the Private Officer B Radio. I want to remind everyone about how you can be involved in the association, how you can make a huge difference. Number one, really, is just to get the word out to your coworkers and supervisors and management and owners of companies about Private Officer International, all of the things that we offer, all of the things that we do for the industry. I know a lot of people say, well, I've tried that, and, you know, people just kind of brush it off or blow me off or ignore me. Well, try it again, because you're coming across more people, more security officers. People get hired left and right. So I know, you know, when we first started out for the first 5 or 6 years, some of our POI company members gave out a membership free to people who stayed employed with the company for 90 days. So if you're a security company owner, manager, that might be an avenue for you to promote goodwill and longevity of employees, is to give them something that, and explain to them why this is so valuable. It's not very costly for you, but I think it will go a long way in employee retention. I need for you to also get involved with our benevolent program. We need boots on the ground across the country who are willing to make a phone call or send an email to an injured security officer and to keep your eyes peeled for any security officers injured or killed in your area that we might have missed, even though we do monitor around 3,000 news sources globally, worldwide, but occasionally we do miss something. And we need you to participate in that manner. We also need you to maybe go out and visit a local security officer who's been injured in the line of duty, or maybe a family of a security officer who's been killed. We will train you how to do this. We're not asking you to do anything that's going to cost you money. And trust me, this won't happen very often, thankfully. You may only be involved in such a service maybe once or twice a year. We also have openings on our committees, both for the benevolent program as well as our membership committee and our awards committee. Contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com if you're interested in any of those things. And, of course, we recently reopened our chapters, and we're getting a slow start to that. People are still a little concerned about COVID, and I don't blame them. I'm not saying that it's not a real thing, because it definitely is a real thing, but it does not affect everyone. It's like the flu or some other illness that you can catch. But, again, if you're vaccinated or if you have a strong system, if you don't have any immune deficiency issues, more than likely you won't catch it. And if you do, hopefully it won't hang around very long. Contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com if you want to start a chapter, if you need information about it, if you want to be on one of our committees, please contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We're going to be really needing you also to help us throughout the country as we set up these roundtables and regional trainings. You may not be able to afford a whole lot of money to help us to get that stuff going or paid for, but how about a little time? We can use you and your services to reach out to people or to kind of be our eyes and ears in that area as we move into a specific state to hold a roundtable or training. Again, all that you have to do is contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com, and we'll tell you how you can be of service. We will compensate you. If there's any cost for doing any of this, we'll compensate you for that. Also, I mean, just recently, one of our POI members did some extensive work for us, but he didn't want money. He wanted training, and we did that as well. We gave him a substantial amount of free training in person and online. So that's another way, another method of compensation. We're going to take another quick break. Remember, you can go to our social media, Facebook, facebook.com/Private Officer International, twitter.com/Private Officer. You can follow our radio shows. You can follow our digital magazine at privateofficernews.org. You can get involved 90,000, well, not that many. You can get involved at least in a couple of dozen ways. If you need any more information, contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Private Officer International, almost 20 years, and we're still going strong with so much left to do. We'll be right back. If you're not already receiving breaking news and our bi-weekly newsletter, Officer Don reports, and discount training news in your personal or business email, then go to our website right now at privateofficer.org. Privateofficer.org. A Dropbox will come down. Just fill out your info, and you'll be the first, one of the first, for sure, to know about what's happening in the security industry. You'll know when a security officer is killed. You'll also get these great discounts on training and equipment and so much more. PrivateOfficer.org. And if you're not already a member of the Private Officer International Association, sign up while you're there today. Become a lifetime member for just $99, and we'll also include a free Private Officer International patch and lapel pin. Hey everyone, you're listening to the voice of the Frontline Protector right here on the Private Officer Radio Network. Now don't go away, because we are coming right back when we've got a whole lot more right here on the Private Officer Beat Radio.
No pigtails anymore.
Check, please.
David, you okay to drive?
Yeah, I only had a couple drinks. I'm fine.
Come on.
When I was a gang leader, we probably did business together. Because when people like you buy knockoffs on the street, often the money goes to gangs. And gangs use this easy money for other activities. In other words, they're getting a lot of bang for their buck.
Counterfeits hurt, but you have the power to stop them. Go to www.ncpc.org/get real. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance, U.S. Department of Justice.
Welcome back to this edition of the Private Officer Beat Radio, and we're glad, of course, that you're here. We are the voice of the Frontline Protector. In the breaking news headlines this week, it seems like a disturbance at a hospital in Dearborn, Michigan was escalated by security. According to local news sources and the police department itself, police were called to the Beaumont Hospital in Dearborn because a woman was filming inside of the hospital. Some say that's a violation of HIPAA. HIPAA is not a criminal law, but rather a law that can be enforced through fines and usually has to do with medical providers not able to share your medical information without your permission. However, their security staff addressed the woman with the camera, with the phone, telling her she was going to be arrested for violating federal law and that they were going to take her to jail, which was all captured on video. And they actually held her against her will in a room, would not allow her to leave unless she deleted her videos, which she did not. Police were called by security and the woman with the phone. They listened and investigated and determined no criminal charges would apply. Right now, the hospital is defending security, talking again about HIPAA. But as a HIPAA instructor, I can tell you that does not have anything to do with individuals, only providers of medical service, whether that be a pharmacy, a doctor, a clinic, or a hospital. However, a security officer or a security department may ask a person to leave the hospital for filming. I have seen signs in hospitals that say no filming, no photos beyond this point because of patient privacy. This is a situation that we're going to be checking into a little bit further, but I do believe that the security officers went a bit too far. If they wanted her to leave, they just should have told her and not threatened to arrest her for a criminal charge that doesn't even exist. Multiple shootings New Year's Eve led to several security officers being shot, and now we're hearing of at least one who didn't make it. In Mobile, Alabama, 10 people were shot. One was killed. Shootings in other areas of the country as well. Police in Cleveland, Ohio are investigating a shooting by a security officer. Police say that they were called to the 530 block of Euclid Avenue. Some type of confrontation occurred with an on-duty security officer, and he fired a shot, injuring a man. We're going to tell you about all of the use of force situations happening coming up here shortly. For the second year in a row, the District of Columbia, our nation's capital, surpassed more than 200 homicides. The second year in a row, police said that at one point homicides rose well beyond 400, but those years have long been gone and they don't understand the rise in violence. However, some inside of the department, including the union president, says it's the lack of support from the mayor's office, from city councilmen, the lax law enforcement duties. They don't want them to do the things they used to do. They have disbanded many of the specialized units, and also the police force, which recently, just as of a year and a half ago, had 3,800 police officers, now only have 3,300. And there was a time when D.C. police had more than 5,000 police officers. This is a similar situation happening across the country, unfortunately. A man in Carson City, Nevada, was arrested after groping a security officer at a casino. The 36-year-old Silver Springs man has been charged with the sexual assault and breach of peace. Deputies say that he was highly intoxicated when they arrived to the casino. He was taken into custody. Also, he was charged with failure to register as a sex offender, and he was given a no bail. He was already a sex offender when he groped the security officer. In University Heights, Ohio, a man is under arrest for assaulting a Whole Foods security officer. The security officer working for a contract agency was assaulted. The man, who is not identified in the police report, has been charged with assault and disorderly conduct. Two police officers from the 108th Precinct in Long Island City, New York, have been hailed as heroes when they quickly responded to a radio call of a child, a newborn, who had stopped breathing. The two officers, including one
who recently left the FDNY as an EMT to join the NYPD, quickly began first aid measurements. Officers Joseph Malika and Christopher Green, now hailed as heroes, they immediately went to work doing CPR and providing other life support measures and brought the baby back to life. In Minot, North Dakota, a police officer was found dead. An investigation has revealed that he died of a self-inflicted wound. Officer Patrick Blanchard was dead in his patrol vehicle. No other information released. And sadly, this is happening much more frequently than in my recollection of it ever happening. Fremont Street Experience Security, that's in the heart of Las Vegas, responded immediately to a traffic accident that resulted in a double fatal. According to police, both marshals from Las Vegas and security working special detail on New Year's Eve responded quickly to a motor vehicle accident at the Fremont Street Experience Casino Mall. They rendered aid and directed traffic. Unfortunately, two persons did die in that accident. We're just talking about suicide of a police officer. This was just released on New Year's Eve Day. The CDC says suicide is now the second leading cause of death for people 10 to 34. The nation's suicide rate increased 4% between 2020 and 2021 after 2 years of decline. Suicide is now the second leading cause of death in the U.S., according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The warning signs are there. If you feel like you need to talk with someone, you have thoughts of suicide, call 988. Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is there 24/7. A security officer in Palm Springs was stabbed after confronting a reckless driver. Police there say the security officer approached a vehicle who had been driving reckless throughout a neighborhood that he was patrolling. Police said the man immediately got into a confrontation with security and stabbed him several times. A security officer drove himself to the hospital. A suspect has not been arrested. In La Jolla, California, a security officer working for Allied Universal has been highlighted by a special project in the area. Security Officer Russ Jenkins has been recognized for his mission to help people and to de-escalate situations while he's on patrol. He stated that he's learned much of this through his own life experience. We have reached out to Allied Universal, and we hope to be able to recognize this security officer ourselves. In Boston, Massachusetts, at the Logan International Airport, TSA discovered that a man had an armed loaded firearm, but while questioning, the man took off from them. Police were notified, and they found the man already aboard a plane. They deboarded him and took him into custody, and he was arrested. Once again, in 2020, more firearms have been found, 88% of them loaded, than in any year previous. I believe that this is a trend we'll continue to see as, unfortunately, more and more people continue to own guns. According to law enforcement in Los Angeles, a man has now been charged with the murder of a security officer, Alexander Crawford. The security officer Alexander Crawford is the suspect, 31, shot security officer Javi Garangango. Police charged the man with trespassing at a student housing, but now charged him also with murder. Police spent some time investigating, but they were able to determine that this was a suspect. We'll tell you at the bottom of this hour the number of security officers killed and injured, and it's pretty horrific. A California deputy was shot and fatally killed. A Riverside County deputy on a traffic stop, Isaiah Cordero, 32, was killed by a gunman. police have the suspect. This has been another tragic year for law enforcement as well. An extreme number of law enforcement was killed. There really is no sight, no end in sight. I'm beyond words, honestly, between what's happening to security and law enforcement. A good Samaritan in Springfield, Massachusetts, also credited with saving police officer lives. The good Samaritan stopped when he saw officers wrestling with a man. The man grabbed one of the officer's gun. The good Samaritan immediately began to tackle the suspect. He is being recognized today. Private security in New York City that has been hired by the hundreds to protect the MTA transit system, unfortunately, are being arrested. This is at least the ninth security officer in the last 3 months that we're aware of. Three security officers, unarmed security officers, were on patrol. They got into a confrontation with a man, and according to Mayor Eric Adams, the three security officers gave the man a beatdown. According to police, they quickly was able to arrest the security officers who already had fled the area. Converse, Texas, in the San Antonio area, multiple armed robbers continued to hijack armored trucks, resulting in shootings. According to police, they believe it's the same gang, but they don't have any suspects in custody. Police say that they are working with the FBI and hope to have someone in custody soon. In Atlanta, Georgia, sadly, just before Christmas at 4:30 a.m., an off-duty deputy sheriff from the Fulton County Sheriff's Office was found murdered in his vehicle. Police say that he was a great guy, the life of the party, a good spirit. They have no suspects in custody, and they don't understand what happened. A security officer was murdered. This also happened in California in the San Diego area. This was on Christmas Eve. Police say the security officer was on patrol of an area. He was shot and killed, but they don't have many details, and no suspect is in custody. A very good feel-good type story coming out of Atlanta, Georgia. A Georgia Tech security officer burst into tears after students not only gave him a Christmas gift, but they all worked together to collect contributions totaling $1,600 in just 36 hours. The students say that he always has a smile. He talks with them. He helps them. Marcus Burns, the security officer, is always there every single day, and they wanted to do something more than just buy him some socks or tie or something of that nature. So they began working collectively to collect money, and they were able to raise $1,600, and they all presented it together. Every student took time from their daily schedule to come together and present the security officer with that money. I think that was something special. We're also going to reach out to him and hopefully present him with an award in person. We always have a lot of breaking news. Go to our breaking news blogspot, privateofficerbreakingnews.blogspot.com. You can also read all of our news at our social media, facebook.com/Private Officer International, as well as twitter.com/Private Officer. Keep up with all of the urgent breaking news. Receive our daily news letters. You can sign up right now at privateofficer.org. We're going to come back, and sadly, I have one of the hardest jobs that I have to do every year in my position, and that is to report the officer down statistics for 2022. We'll be right back.
Each day, those that protect and service in law enforcement put their lives on the line. These law enforcement officers often work long and irregular hours in tough and dangerous conditions, run a high risk of being attacked, wounded, or even killed by the very criminals that prey on us. Every year, hundreds of law enforcement officers are killed or seriously injured in the line of duty. Blue Alert is a system that provides the means to speed the apprehension of violent criminals who kill or seriously injure local, state, or federal law enforcement officers. Find out how you can truly help those who help. That's BlueAlert.us.
Think about everything that you save. You save gas, you save money, you save time. But have you ever thought about saving life? That's right, life. In just 1 hour, you could save up to 3 lives, giving 3 people more time with the ones they love. And isn't that the best thing to save? The need for blood is as universal as it is constant. Save life, give blood.
Body Armor USA, we've got what it takes to protect you. Whether you're looking for the top quality protective armor or protective clothing, stab-resistant vest or gloves, contact my friend Ben over at Body Armor USA. Give him a call, 516 area code, 817-1666. Again, that's area code 516-817-1666. Body Armor USA, we've got what it takes to protect you. No doubt about it.
Each year at this time, I have one of the most difficult tasks that I must do as part of my job here at Private Officer International, and it brings me no pleasure. But what I have come to realize is that if nothing else we do matters across the security industry, this certainly does and has had quite the effect in almost 20 years of doing this. And that, unfortunately, is keeping the statistical data of security officers injured and killed in the line of duty. And for the second year in a row, more than 100 security officers were murdered on duty. And the 2022 year ended just like it came in, violently, with 3 more security officers who were shot New Year's Eve and early into New Year's Day. This has brought the total number of security officers shot during 2022 that we know of to 701. And trust me when I say these statistics that we collect are low. We know that they're probably double the number. They just don't get reported, or they don't get reported accurately. And unfortunately, a lot of times, they're overlooked. 123 of those security officers died from their attacks. And of those, 88% of them died after being shot. We've seen the largest increase in firearm usage over the last 3 years than in the almost 20 years that we've been doing this. 123 security officers murdered on duty, 88% from gunfire. In all, in 2022, 167 security officers have died on duty. And each year, we tell you, the violence against private security officers continue to increase rapidly and out of control to the point that even some media outlets have recently reported on it. Several have questioned the lack of training. In fact, it was more than several. There's been quite a few during the last few years. But some even questioned the ability of those security officers to defend themselves. They themselves noted that many security officers don't carry weapons, don't wear body armor, don't have two-way communication, doesn't work with others. And it's only going to get worse. And each year, unfortunately, it does. There were 7,689 reported assaults or recorded assaults, even though we say we know that's around 20,000. A security officer gets slapped. They don't always call the police. A security officer is pushed. They don't call the police. A security officer gets into a physical altercation, and there's a high possibility that the police are not involved. So they're not reported. Those numbers are low, 7,689, and at least 1,123 involved armed confrontations. And usually when there's firearms involved, we can track that much better because a police report is made, and sometimes the media picks it up and distributes that information. And like I said, these numbers are shocking, but the reality is that they're lower than what we're saying. Our experience tells us that these numbers are much, much higher, especially in the assaults and firearm use. Many assaults, even when they involve armed confrontations, just don't get reported to the police and definitely not to the media. And if the police doesn't broadcast it, then the media won't have it 9 times out of 10. Private security officers also used an increased level of lethal force during the past year. There were at least 987 times when security officers fired their weapons. I know because regulatory states, security companies must report those incidents, and those are public records. But we believe that the use of lethal force by security officers in firing their weapons was actually higher than that, just like all of the other statistical data that we collect. 27 of those security officers involved have been charged in the shooting, and 18 others have been referred to the grand juries for review. We know that two grand juries are supposed to report back this week, and we'll be tracking those. The use of private security outside the realm of the normal observe and report or access control type duties has grown substantially, as we all know, during the past 5 years, as many, many companies and governmental entities look to the private sector to fill that gap between the lack of law enforcement and the need for protection and enforcement. And this has created a substantial problem for the private security industry. In 2022, 43 local and county park departments hired private security to take the place of rangers or law enforcement. 61 school systems brought back security companies. You know, during that George Floyd situation, many schools said, oh, we don't want police or security or anybody in uniform. Well, we don't need them. Well, now they have decided they do, as violent crimes, including murders, have increased across school campuses nationwide. 43 local and county park systems, 61 school districts, 39 tourist and or business districts, 9 harbors, and countless retail residential communities, and commercial businesses have all hired private security to be that line between lawlessness and law and order, and it's only going to increase. Right now, private security has a real issue. Number one, business is great, and that's an issue. That's a problem because they don't have the staffing. And because they are entering a new area of protection where they're physically more involved, injuries and deaths will increase. 14 schools, hospitals, and private businesses started their own police forces in 2022, where state statutes allow private police agencies to be. They said they were determined to control their own safety, to protect their own guests, patients, students, and staff. And you will continue to see private police grow substantially. With all of this in mind, and knowing that private security will continue to grow and be sought out, not only to observe and report, but be engaged in enforcement and proactiveness and making detentions of lawbreakers, we got to do something quickly to provide better training, have a better recruitment standard, pay more, and ensure that all security staff have the proper protective gear, including body armor, radio communications, and defensive weapons. And I might add, we really need to also include body video cams. The security industry is not where it was 30, 20, or even 10 years ago. And as more and more police departments reach out trying to staff their agencies and are unable to do so adequately, they themselves find themselves in a situation where they're hiring more and more civilians to do things such as animal control, parking enforcement, community service officers, where they do everything from direct traffic to answer calls and make reports. We're in a time when things are going to increase and the use of private security will go well beyond what anyone could imagine. But I refer you back to the beginning of private security, where security from Pinkerton's and other companies provided armed stagecoach, armed train security. When I say train, I talk about the rail. And armed officers who chase down criminals, oftentimes becoming the local town marshal. So yeah, this is new at this moment, but not new from the history of the security profession. Do we really understand where we're at in this business? If not, more security officers will be critically injured and killed. It's time for us to take a good look at the physical security service being provided by our company and make a determination, are we just going to stay observe, report, access control unarmed and hope that none of our people are going to be injured or killed? Or are we going to step up and really step up our game and prepare our people for the new duties, for the new security of today? Something to think about. I have a lot more to say, but I'll tell you what, I'm going to leave it at that. I believe that we'll see more security companies fold, go out of business. I believe we'll see more security officers arrested because of the lack of training and because they are taking a lot of it on themselves to protect themselves. And I'll give you one quick example before we end today. A security officer recently was arrested for having an AR-15 unlawfully on the job. But what was even more serious was that he had a ghost gun and he had a mechanism in his Glock to make it work as an automatic weapon. So So those are federal offenses, and he's sitting in federal custody right now waiting for trial. More and more security officers feel left out. They feel like they've got to do whatever they have to do to protect themselves, to make a paycheck, to pay the bills, to support the family. And I, for one, I'm afraid. I really am afraid for what's going to happen to these individuals and to security companies who either go too far or don't go far enough. Thank you for being with us on this edition of the Private Officer Beat Radio. Sure do appreciate you being here. Tell your friends. If you're not a member, join today. And remember, you can always contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Till the next time, y'all be safe, be blessed, and we'll see you right back here on the radio.